Thomas and friends lead the charge against an infected world in the final volume of the Maze Runner trilogy. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a Rivet review of the new film, Maze Runner, The Death Cure.
They took you because you're immune to a plague that's wiping out the human race. They think you're worth sacrificing to find a cure.
On a rescue mission to Last City, Thomas and a few of his right armors fight wicked forces and cranks to rescue a fellow glader who's been captured.
The Last City. Wicked's whole base of operations. It's the Lion's Den, hermano.
That's where we're going.
3 years we spent behind walls trying to break out. Now we're trying to break back in. I get shotgun.
This one starts out with a big thrill ride train rescue attempt full of intense stunts and CGI goodness, and then it takes a break, a long one. And in nearly 2 hours, that's no surprise. Someone tell director Wes Ball they needed to hire another editor. Now, this isn't a bad movie, and if you've been following along with the other two movies, it's a fairly satisfying conclusion. The acting is good. Dylan O'Brien has made Thomas his own. Thomas Sangster has those off-the-rails eyes. Giancarlo Esposito is as cool as he can be. And for me, Rosa Salazar as Brenda was the standout character. It also looks great. The sets, the action, the effects, all done really well. It's just so bloated. And if you haven't seen the others, this is not the one to start with. And because of that, I give Maze Runner, The Death Cure, 2.5 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Once you enter this maze, you may not care if you get out. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.